Well, I think it's very, very dangerous, and I think it's more dangerous now than it's ever been. The reason is because I, just in my early 20s, helped start a church way back in 1977. So we're getting up on, what is that, close to, my gosh, is it really true? It's close to 40 years ago. But anyway, and I, as a 22-year-old pastor, I can tell you that the level of biblical literacy in our Bible teaching church, and we are a Bible teaching church, but in terms of the knowledge of the average person in our church about the Word of God and the doctrines of the faith, it has plummeted in the last 40 years. It's actually not that we're no longer teaching the Word of God. We are teaching the Word of God. It's just that the amount of time that people spend in a church context is a minuscule part. I mean, best case scenario, if they come every weekend and they go to a small group Bible study, how much are they actually in church and they go to a Sunday school class? Okay, so the number of total hours of Bible training they might actually get would be maximum, what, 3 or 4? So what that means is there's 168 hours in a week, and yeah, a third of those maybe were sleeping, but there's still a ton of hours out there that people are being influenced, and they're listening to talk radio, sports radio, they're watching television, they're watching movies, they're reading other things, they're on Facebook, they're doing Twitter. We have never had so much competition for our attention, and the result of this is that there has been a serious decline in the church among people who read serious Bible teaching, doctrinally oriented materials. And we have got to turn this thing around. We have got to have constant classes in basic Bible doctrine for our people and say, we want you to be there. And when you finish a 2-year cycle or whatever, start over again.